and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Nina Alter to the podcast. She's the director of The Caring Place. Nina, welcome. Tell me a little bit about what y'all do over there at The Caring Place. I know you've been around for 33 years, but tell me a little bit about what y'all do.
And thanks for the opportunity to talk about The Caring Place. The Caring Place is a program designed to assist families who are caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's and or dementia and or dementia-related illnesses. These families are trying to provide care in their home mm-hmm. versus an institutional setting for their loved ones. So what we do is provide a safe, nurturing, caring place that families can bring their loved one 4 days a week, and during those hours and those days, we provide a stimulating environment, very safe, secured environment for those folks who suffer with those diseases.
Yeah. You know, I know that Alzheimer's and, you know, dementia are diseases that for people who are, you know, families who are trying to deal with this and help their family members at home, it's tough. It's tough if you're trying to deal with it with your family member in a nursing home or some other kind of mm-hmm. assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. What kind of services do you offer? Because there's a lot, you know, that can go on. I mean, there's, you know, if you're early on in the stages, mm-hmm. you know, a person is fairly able to manage a lot of things on mm-hmm. their own. They mm-hmm. may have some smaller issues, but mm-hmm. as you progress, it gets a lot more difficult. They can become combative. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about what kind of services y'all offer and what you do.
Okay. And you are just so right about what you said. The stages, the way people react to the disease, all different, what their physical problems are to begin with mm-hmm. before they develop this disease, all of those things impact what we have to provide to make it a good experience and a helpful experience for them. Mm-hmm. So we start out the day with just simple visiting, checking in with folks, seeing what they're feeling like that day. Sometimes people, one day can be totally different from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Their mood, how they feel. A lot of our folks are older, and some of them have complicated health issues, and they may not feel well. So we adjust what we do every day, all day long, to what's going on among our participants. We have activities, games, we have different levels of exercise, we have a daily chapel and devotional service, we have entertainment almost every day, we have some type of outside entertainment that comes in. Mm-hmm. We do a home-cooked lunch, and we provide snacks and hydration throughout the day. So we try to address all aspects of that person, the nutritional, the physical, the spiritual. Sometimes we have people who just really need to be in a quiet space and have some one-on-one interaction with somebody. And we have wonderful staff and exceptional volunteers to help us with that. So it takes a lot of program development mm-hmm. and constant creation of different kinds of arts and crafts. Because exactly like what you said, if a person is in the early stages and they're still high functioning, we want to provide some kind of activity and interaction that can be stimulating enough to keep them interested.
Right.
And because a lot of times what they start losing first is interaction with the outside world, the inability to participate in their peer groups. And so we try to provide as many ideas that are high enough to challenge them just a little bit, but not too challenging. And then you may have an individual who has been suffering with this for many years sometimes. Right. And so we have to provide programs that would be simplistic enough, that would be entertaining and challenging and fun. Mm-hmm. I would say if there's one thing we try to do with every single thing we do is we try to have some fun. A lot of laughter. We do things that can create laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots and lots of music. Music is one of the last things in a person's memory to disappear. So what we see is people who have advanced disease, even when you bring up music from their childhood area or their young adult area,
mm-hmm.
that can bring back great memories and it can make them real happy.
Right.
So happiness is a big thing.
Right. You mentioned, you know, the music and activities. You know, 33 years, there's been a lot of changes in the way that, you know, people with these diseases have been tried to help. Now we're focused, it seems that the focus is more on trying to help them, you know, be happy and enjoy things, whereas it seemed to be more in the past, more of a
therapeutic.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, how have y'all been able to make that shift, you know, in 33 years of doing this?
Just over time, the Caring Place is a mission. It is a ministry. And so over time, our focus through the years and the many great people we've had who were directors and volunteers and staff people, just over time, we have learned to change what we are doing. We do not focus so much on just our goal being to delay the progress.
Mm-hmm.
That is not actually one of our goals. One of our goals is just to keep that person engaged as much as possible, but it's not a medical therapeutic type program where we're really trying to change something that's going on with that person. It's solely about meeting them at their level and meeting them where they are and helping them deal with what's going on. Sometimes it's just today.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just this morning. It could be just this afternoon because that's where that person is. And so over time, we've learned through training and education, and we have a wonderful, wonderful library of training material, collections of video training that people can come and borrow if they'd like to take it home,
mm-hmm.
and go through some training for their family, how to deal with particular things that are going on. So we've developed that wonderful library of information, and we belong to a couple of different national associations, so we're constantly getting information on what's new, what will help, what other people have tried.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just ongoing trying to develop our program and do better.
Right. You mentioned that you're not dealing as much with the medical issues. You know, do you have, you know, nurses or someone on staff? Because, you know, when you're dealing with patients in that kind of, or people in that kind of situation, there can be medical situations that arise suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
So do y'all have anybody like that? And you know, what kinds of things do y'all do in that regard?
Okay, so what we have on staff are, we always have two or three people on staff mm-hmm. who have a nursing background. A certified nurse's aide background is very beneficial. Mm-hmm. And so we can recognize things perhaps because of their training in the medical field, they might notice that that person is having difficulty walking and or getting up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of training, the nursing training, comes in very, it plays a big role in that. And we oftentimes, what we can do is we can address that issue with the family and say, this is what we noticed today, so you might want to double check this or see your physician. Now, we don't do treatments and things like that, but we certainly, because we see them frequently, but yet not every day, we can notice changes in their health care. And having a couple of three people with a nursing background is helpful.
Right. And you also mentioned that you'll have a chapel service. Is this a religious, based from a religious organization, or is this just kind of one of the things that you offer because a lot of people, of that age tend to be, religious and of some form?
So the answer is that the Caring Place, which I didn't mention early mm-hmm. on, was launched out of and birthed out of the First United Methodist Church.
Okay.
It is a ministry of First United Methodist Church. Now, we serve all denominations, mm-hmm. religions, ethnic backgrounds. I mean, we do not restrict who we serve from any capacity.
Right.
But we do feel like that by having the opportunity mm-hmm. to attend a daily devotional with hymns and a short devotional, that it addresses a lot of those feelings that are important to folks with an illness of any kind.
Right.
Any kind. So we give them that opportunity. Most of our participants really look forward to it and want to go, and I would say enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some that will say, I'd rather not, which is perfectly fine. We have something else for them to do during that time period. But we do feel like that being a ministry, we should offer that side to people, just like we offer exercise. It's just as important, just as critical.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just part of our overall program.
Right.
Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
You're telling me a little bit beforehand that COVID shut y'all down for a while. I think you said it was almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how y'all were able to keep things going through that and be able to come back, after such a long period of time, not being able to have people in the facility.
Well, I will tell you this. There were some faithful, loyal people who made the decision to do that. It was a necessary move,
mm-hmm.
just as with a lot of public organizations, had to be done. And then that group of people, the members of the board of directors, I would be remiss if I didn't say how valuable the board of directors, particularly Joyce Whitfield,
mm-hmm.
was determined to get the Caring Place back open after it was about 20 months. So that's a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
And their determination, the board of directors, Joyce Whitfield, different members of not just First United Methodist Church, but other churches in the community mm-hmm. knew that the Caring Place was needed, and people pulled together, worked together. A lot of people were generous with donations because we had no income during that time period. So mm-hmm. people continued to financially support the Caring Place. It's just remarkable to look at what the Hot Springs community as a whole did, because a lot of places that had to close to the public at least had some kind of income coming into you, because even though we have no debt, we own the building, you still have electricity and insurance and water and, you know, the upkeep. Right. So they were able to do that by just sheer dedication to the program.
Yeah. So when it comes to working with people with dementia, with Alzheimer's, what's the biggest challenge that you face? I mean, obviously there's the fact that, you know, there are there's the inability of the participant to be, you know, cognitively
impaired.
Focused mm-hmm. right all the time, but what is the biggest challenge that y'all face?
I will tell you that it's numbers. It's you had to have a lot of people mm-hmm. because it takes a lot of patience, and people burn out mm-hmm. and they get tired and they need a break. And so the challenge that we face is constantly building on our volunteer base. And I would like to plead today that if people are out there and they feel like their life is not being fulfilled and mm-hmm. maybe they're not giving back in some way to what they've received in life, I would invite them to come to the Caring Place. We work with people on what they have as far as time, mm-hmm. what days are good for them, what hours are good for them. We have people that do not feel led to work directly with the participants, mm-hmm. but they feel led to come and cook lunch or help us work in our gardens. Mm-hmm. We have some beautiful gardens, and we grow vegetables and we grow flowers, and it's a beautiful place for our participants to be. And we have people that come and purely like to work in the gardens and make sure that we've got that part of our organization. And so we meet the volunteers where they need to be. So we need volunteers. We constantly need new volunteers. And if you are great at exercise, if you're a good cook, if you're a good gardener, if you have a love for art, if you love to sing, if you play an instrument, if you like to dance, you know, we will find a place for you. And when you leave, you're going to say, gosh, I'm glad I did this. I've never had anybody say, oh, my Lord, I wish I hadn't done this.
Right.
They always say, I'm so happy I did this. This was a great decision for me.
Right. So for somebody who is interested in volunteering with y'all, are there any requirements that they have to have? You know, is there anything that they need to be able to do or you know, that y'all kind of require them to be able to do or have as far as requirements?
We are licensed by the state of Arkansas under the what's called the Office of Long-Term Care umbrella. Mm-hmm. The terminology changes, but that's essentially
right.
It's the same organization within state government that licenses any type of senior care program, more
right.
or less. And so people have to have a background check, which we do that, and we have to be certain that they are of a good character and have a good background. They need to have enough physical stamina to stand and walk and turn and not, you know, they don't have to be athletes, but be in good physical shape, because
right.
a lot of what our volunteers do is maybe help our participants get from this table to mm-hmm. the chapel, or from the chapel to the dining room, or from the dining room maybe down the hall back to an activity. So we need people who, you know, still in pretty good physical condition, but it's not it's not stressful physically, but they do, we do an extensive background check, and that's the most important thing, and that's required for our licensure. So it's important that we maintain that licensure, because it just speaks real highly to the integrity of our program.
Yeah. So if somebody is wanting to volunteer, or they have a family member that they want to possibly bring in and have y'all work with, what do they need to do?
Call me.
What's a good number?
Just call me at the caring place, and the number is 501-623-2881. We have a website, and it's kind of long, so I often say just call us, but it's www.thecaringplacehotsprings.com. We have a great website. It's full of lots of information. It has pricing and what kind of, we have grants that are available. We work with people to access grants through the Alzheimer's Association, through Arkansas Alzheimer's, through the Area Agency on Aging. We assist people with applying for Medicaid. Many people are eligible for the Medicaid program that covers adult daycare. Many people have long-term care insurance policies that would help with the cost of the caring place. So we have just all kinds of great information to help cover this expense. And we're blessed that we have people who donate money to the caring place specifically to cover the cost of what we call a grant. They used to call it a scholarship, and we use the word caregiver respite grant now because we feel like that kind of covers things a little bit better. But we have funds due to the generosity of a lot of people for that. So cost should not be, should not keep you from bringing your loved one to the caring place. We will work with you on that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming by. You know, I enjoyed talking to you and learning a little bit about what y'all do. And, you know, this is something that is a vital service, and y'all do something that it takes a special group of people to be able to do, because a lot of people can't necessarily deal with that on their own. So it's a great thing that y'all do, and I do appreciate it. And I know a lot of people here in the community, whether they've had participants of their own involved, or, you know, just knowing what you do, you know, I'm sure that we all appreciate what you do. So,
well, thank you
so much.
Thank you. And thank you for just the opportunity to get our word out and tell people we're here, because it's amazing that as long as we've been here and as many people as we have helped through the years, it's like any other service. Unless you've had a need, sometimes you didn't know about it. So we are looking for every opportunity to, if you need someone to come and speak to your group, if you need a speaker for a group, I'd be glad to do that. So just give me a call, and we'll be there for you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.